Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
In just a couple of seconds here, we will get an update on texting Tudor. She doesn't want to go on vacation with her best friend because the best friend's husband has hit on her before, and she was going to have to tell him that this weekend. So we'll get to that in just one second. Before we do, this might be the most ridiculous story I've heard in a long time, even worse than the Bud Light thing.
That was pretty bad.
I'm guessing this is just made up just to get some publicity for this one organization. But there is a baseball team in Georgia, down in Macon, and they're called the Macon Bacon.
You're wearing your Macon Bacon hat today.
I'm wearing it in solidarity today because they're taking some crap. All right.
Macon Bacon are?
Yeah. I've started to buy like hats from all of our affiliate cities if they have
that.
A minor league baseball team. Okay. So it's a pretty cool name. I like Macon Bacon, right? Mm-hmm. And their mascot is a 7-foot slice of bacon named Kevin.
Kevin Bacon. Okay.
It's great, right?
Yeah.
When I bought this hat the other day, I didn't go through like the team or anything. I just went on a website and I got the hat. Mm-hmm. And it came back and it says, hey, thanks so much for supporting Macon Bacon. Stay crispy, Bert. I thought it was fantastic.
That's pretty cool.
That's great marketing, right?
That's hilarious.
So not everybody is amused, though. There is an animal group called the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine that says bacon increases cancer risk, and they are asking the team to change their name to something that's healthier.
Dear God. It does?
Yes. Come on.
What? The woke agenda strikes again.
Oh, well, yes.
I'm always curious about these because when you hear something like that and a study was done and like that increases cancer, it's... You need more details and like who conducted the research because you can get skewed information.
Sure.
Depending on who's conducting it.
Right. If you're gonna eat it's not even worth talking. It's stupid.
It's pretty ridiculous.
It's stupid.
Now I can understand PETA hitting them up.
Yeah, bacon is all not that great for you. Okay. let's go right to the facts. It's not super healthy, okay?
So,
but you're not going to rename your baseball team because of an unhealthy food.
They really want them to change their name.
Yes, they also have a problem with the Milwaukee Milkmen.
Huh?
What?
Yeah, it's another sports team, the Milwaukee Milkmen.
What's wrong with milk?
I don't know.
Okay.
Dairy, that I don't know. But
okay.
I looked up some minor league baseball team names. They're going to have to go after the, I think they're the Birmingham Biscuits.
How does the banana community feel about the Savannah bananas? So,
that's fine. It's a fruit.
Oh.
Yeah, I think
okay.
They'd be okay with that.
Okay.
But bacon, sorry, they're going to have to change their name.
Biscuits, high in carbs.
Biscuit, is that what the problem is with biscuits?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not good for your blood sugar.
No.
Yeah.
Because
right.
Yeah, carbs just transfer to sugar in your body. And
got
it's
it.
Just, yeah.
Stay crispy.
All right.
That's really the dumbest thing I've ever heard. All right, so she was telling us that, look, she doesn't want to go on this vacation with her friend because the friend's husband had hit on her at one point or another. So she's been super uncomfortable around this guy, right?
Yeah, she has no idea how to tell her best friend. She's like, I do not want to go on vacation and have to have an uncomfortable situation with your husband. So she came to us for texting tutor. She's like, can you help me have this conversation? So she was invited to go on vacation with her best friend. And because her best friend's husband insinuated that he would be interested in hooking up with her, she's like, yeah, no, I'm not going. So She's like, how do I tell my best friend what's going on here? Do I text her? Do I have a face-to-face conversation? And so we helped her set up a conversation via text to get her over to her house so she could have a face-to-face convo about what happened with her best friend's husband.
All right, here's the update. I followed your advice and I invited my best friend over to my house so we could privately have that difficult conversation. As predicted, it wasn't pleasant. I started out by telling her that I didn't feel comfortable going on the trip and that I needed to talk to her about why. Then I told her about the incident that happened with her husband. At first, she seemed shocked and didn't say anything at all. Then she tried to rationalize the situation and said that I might have misunderstood what her husband meant. I assured her that I was very clear on what he said and what he was trying to do. I could see her trying to process it all in her head. Then she remembered how much we all had to drink on the night I told her about, and she tried to explain it all away by saying he was drunk and likely didn't know what he was doing. It felt so uncomfortable having to tell her something like this, and then I tried to lessen the pain and said that maybe alcohol could have been a factor, but that it was wrong either way. After she seemed to process what I had said, she seemed to turn it around on me. She seemed angry that I had kept this from her for so long. She said I should have told her as soon as it happened. I agreed that maybe I should have, but I wasn't sure what the right thing to do was because of the fact he was drunk and that nothing had actually happened. The conversation ended with her leaving my house in tears. She said she wanted to be alone and needed time to think. The next day, she sent a text saying they wouldn't be going on the trip and therefore there was no reason for me not to go. I responded and asked if she was okay and if she had spoken to her husband about the entire thing. However, I got no reply. So I've decided to just give her some space for now and hope that our friendship isn't permanently damaged.
Yeah, I think we had predicted this last week. We said he's going to deny it anyway, and she's going to turn it around on you because you would never believe that about the person that you care the most about, right?
You wouldn't want to, for sure.
So she was walking to some... I mean, she spoke her truth. It's really what happened. But we kind of knew this was going
to
happen.
And she gets to go on vacation now. So I see this as a win.
I feel like this is always the fear when you go and talk to your friend about a situation like this. So I'm sure she kind of saw this coming. And this is probably why she didn't tell her sooner. But what can you really do other than speak your truth?
All right. You believe that?
Absolutely.
100%.
The Burt Show.